The problem with the morning run was that it was more boring than the society page of an Arkansas newspaper. Then came breakfast. "So, boys, are we all awake?" Pete Alexander. "How come you don't break a sweat in the morning?" Brian asked. "There are some advantages to getting old," the training officer replied. "One of them is taking it easy on the knees." "Fine, you lazy bastard," the major didn't add. "What the hell is the mission?" "What do you think it is?" Alexander asked.
"I think it's something Mr. Hoover would not have been happy about," Dominic said.
"Correct. He was a nasty son of a bitch, but he was a stickler for civil rights. We are not at the campus." "Keep talking," Brian suggested. "Our job is to act upon intelligence information, to take decisive action. And there are not many problems that can't be solved by a single 45 bullet at the right time and place," Brian said like a good Marine. Pete nodded. "Correct."
"So we are talking political assassination? That could be dangerous," Dominic observed.
"No, that has too many political ramifications. That sort of thing hasn't happened in centuries, and not very often even then. However, there are people out there who rather urgently need to meet God, and sometimes it's up to us to arrange the rendezvous."
"Damn." This was Dominic.
"Wait a minute. Who authorizes this?" Major Caruso asked.
"We do."
"Not the president?"
Pete shook his head. "No. There aren't too many presidents with the stones to say yes to something like that."
"But what about the law?" Special Agent Caruso asked, predictably.
"The law is, as I've heard one of you once said so memorably, is, if you want to kick a tiger in his ass, you better have a plan for dealing with his teeth. You guys will be the teeth."
"Just us?" Brian wondered.
"No, not just you. But what others there might or might not